Amen. How many loves the Lord this morning? Amen. We're glad to be in the house of the Lord on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I'm excited about what the Lord's going to do for us here this morning. Amen. I appreciate how the Lord helped us last night. And we need to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord at all times. Amen. And that's one thing I'm trying to learn, that what the Lord's really been helping me with is always be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Brother Ray Hughes, he said it like this: there's an art in knowing when to give the altar call. Amen. There's art in knowing that and feeling the stir in the Spirit. Amen. And I appreciate how the Lord moved last night and coming in. And we have outlines, just like Brother Derek said, and you know how we prepare to preach. But if the Spirit of God isn't moving, amen, then we just have words to say. Amen. And I do appreciate the message, and I do appreciate the Word of God, and I appreciate how the Spirit of God anoints it and helps it, amen, to come alive in our soul, amen. And we want to be obedient to the Spirit of God here this morning, and while I'm asking you to stand, I do appreciate this wonderful opportunity. Appreciate the liberty that I felt last night. I really do appreciate that. You got right with me. Amen. I tell people, get behind me. Amen. I'm going to preach truth to you. You're not going to hear a bunch of junk. Amen. I'm not the greatest preacher, but just try to add fuel to the fire. All right. Amen. Amen me. And I appreciate you getting behind me last night and being receptive to the Word of God. I do appreciate that so much. Let's go to John chapter 5 this morning. John chapter 5. Appreciate all the kind words as well. You make me feel right at home, and I do appreciate that so much. Appreciate your giving, and appreciate this wonderful church right here this morning. I love the Lord. And I really do feel like God's going to help somebody here this morning. I really feel a stirring in my heart, and excited about preaching this message. And I feel like the Lord has really impressed this on me. And I feel like God, I really do believe God's going to help somebody in this house this morning. I believe somebody's going to leave different, going to leave changed. Amen. I do believe that. And how many needs that this morning? How many wants to leave here a little bit stronger and different? Amen. We love the Lord. Let's read John chapter 5. Let's begin reading in verse number 1. If you have it, say amen. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. I want you to notice this. He says, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. But Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and there took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. I want to preach to you about the Lord's help on this topic this morning. Why am I even here? Why am I even here? Let's ask the Lord, and I want you to really pray for me this morning. And pray that God will help us all to be obedient to the Spirit of God and have ears to hear what the Lord has to say to this church this morning. Let's pray this morning, asking our good pastor to lead us to the Lord in prayer. Morning. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us, God, in a great way. Oh, Lord, give us clarity of mind and the speech, and help us in a great way this morning. We do need your presence, God. We do need your help today, oh God. We're needing your touch. God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this morning. Why am I even here? We're living in a day, it is a day of confusion, it seems. Amen? It's a day that is ever-changing. This world is always changing, adapting to new ways and new ideas. Amen? And it brings on a lot of confusion at times. Amen? So many people in this world that we know is very diverse. There is so many individuals that come from different backgrounds and have different problems and also has different successes in their life. Amen. And so it brings this atmosphere, amen, where, you know, sometimes we can easily become confused on how to handle how to handle what is going on in the world today. Can somebody say amen? But can I tell you this morning, amen, we can look at a man like David that, amen, was living in almost the same type of day where it was, amen, it seemed to be changing. He was going through different scenarios in his life, different things was happening to King David. Even as a young man, he was facing a lot. Hallelujah. I mean, you know he's got to face a giant. I mean, he's facing King Saul as well. Amen. Different things happened to him. Amen. But I read in Psalms 56, towards the end of that psalm, he said, "This I know, for God is for me." Can somebody say amen? I'm telling you this morning, amen, we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different problems this morning. There's a lot of people that are sick this morning, spiritually sick. There's a lot of people, amen, that have infirmities in their life. But can I tell you, at the end of the day, you need to be able to say, "This I know, that God is for me." Amen. How many believes that this morning? How many will say in your mind that I know, amen, that God is for me? I don't have to think about it. Amen. I don't have to ponder on it. Amen. I don't have to question it. This I know, for God is for me. Glory to God. Amen. Before we move on, I want you to just get that in your heart. And I want you to believe that so much, amen, that it brings joy to you today. And know that the God of heaven, the one that created it all, is for you. Glory to God. And so knowing this, knowing that God is for us, yet at times we receive an infirmity like many people that are listed right here. In John chapter 5, we read about a lot, several individuals that come through this pool, amen, at Bethesda. Glory to God. In Jerusalem, the pool called Bethesda in Jerusalem. And there is a great multitude of sick people. Amen. There's a lot of individuals that are sick spiritually this morning. Amen. They have a spiritual infirmity. There's a lot of people, amen, that are sometimes blind. They can't see in the faith. If somebody say amen, I'll tell you, they're walking by sight and they're not walking by faith. Amen. They are blind to what God can really do for them here this morning. I want to let you know, I'm so glad that God saved me and opened up these blinded eyes, and now I can see. Glory to God. How many is glad He changed your perception this morning? How many is glad this morning that, hey, I used to walk around in darkness, but I thank God I can see now. Glory to God. There's so many people that are blind. There's so many people that are hot. They're, you know, they have a weakness. Yeah. They have a weakness. So many people have weaknesses. Some of you here this morning, you have weaknesses. There's some things that are not functioning as well, spiritually speaking. Your mind is not as what, you know, your mind is not what it needs, not what it should be this morning. Amen. Your spirit's sick this morning. Amen. But I've come to tell you, I believe in the Lord can bring healing this morning. I believe in the Lord, amen, that can bring life again to you this morning. I believe it. How about you? I believe that God is up to something good. And I believe the Lord is going to help somebody here this morning. Some people are spiritually withered. They're dried up. They're dried up. Man. And they want to blame it on everything else. But they cannot blame it on the fact that they're not willing to submit to God this morning. And to say, Lord, I'm tired of being dry. Lord, I'm tired of being withered. I'm tired, Lord. I want something. I need a substance. I need a feeling. I need a saturation of your spirit. How many needs that this morning? How many lift your hands right here and say, Lord, fill me up. I don't want to leave here dry any longer. I don't want to leave here withered. God, fill me up. Lord, fill me up. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. You stick with me right here. I feel the Lord's going to help somebody. Amen. They're withered. Amen. They're paralyzed. So many people are spiritually paralyzed. Yeah. Paralyzed. You can see individuals that come to church and they show up, but they do not move because they're paralyzed. Amen. They're paralyzed because maybe somebody talked about them. Somebody tore them down. Amen. How many's ever lied on you? How many's ever talked about you? Somebody didn't like the shirt you were wearing. Amen. I'm telling you, we can laugh, but I'm letting you know. Some people will allow such little things to make such a big impact on their life that they are just a shell when they come to church. My God, there's people that come and fill our pews that are paralyzed. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what they've done. But I've come to tell you that you don't have to lead that way, sir. You don't have to lead that way, my brothers and sisters. I believe the Lord can help you move again. I said, I believe in the Lord can help you move again. We don't have to be spiritually sick. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Your mind, your spirit, your soul, you're spiritually sick this morning. What can I tell you? Looking at these individuals, they come and they're gathered at this pool knowing that they need a change. Knowing this. They're tired of being in the condition that they're in. And they come to this pool. They come to the right place. Yeah. First of all, you look at this place, this pool. There are some things that stick out about it. Amen. First of all, it's named Bethesda. And that name means in the Greek, the house of kindness or the house of mercy. Amen. They come to this place. Amen. Needing mercy. Needing kindness. Amen. Needing to find a place. Amen. That they can get away from the world and come down here and to say, I know that I can be treated right here. I know that I can be helped right here. Can I tell you this morning, you're sick, but you come to the right place. You come to the house of mercy. Spiritually, we come to this pool, Bethesda, and we're needing mercy. How many needs mercy this morning? For the Lord will show mercy to us. Glory to God. He'll step in. He'll say, hey, amen. You don't have to continue on in that state. You don't have to be sick forever. Amen. You don't need to be. I'll step in. That's mercy. But he steps in and intervenes on our behalf. Whoa. Somebody thank him for his mercy. Coming to the house of mercy. having five porches. I like to study numbers in the Bible. The number five can mean a couple different things, but one of the ways it means is grace. So spiritually speaking, you come to the house of mercy and you find grace as well. Grace. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it grace. Mercy is when the Lord intervenes. But grace is what He does. He covers you in grace. Oh, I feel the Lord right here. Oh, I feel the Lord right here. I wonder how many thanks God right here that you're covered by grace. I'm glad I'm washed in it. How about you? I'm glad I'm covered in it. How about you? I'm glad I'm saturated in grace. Glory to God. Amen. I'm covered in it. How about you? I thank God for grace. It's still amazing. My God, I'm glad your pastor's excited. And I'm glad that some of you are excited. But others need to get on this boy. You need to get on board as well. You need to be excited about it. I'm glad that we can gather in here this morning. And I am so glad that I can feel the grace of God out here this morning. I wonder how many is excited about the grace of God. Hello. If you're excited about it, let the Lord know it. I like to go back to the roots. I like to get back down to the basics once in a while. And I like to just thank God for just simply saving me. I said, I like to just thank God for saving me. Because if it's not careful, I mean, if you're not careful, you can take it for granted. But how many is glad, amen, that I used to be one of those sick people that come to the pool and needing grace. I thank God, I feel the grace now, and I'm leaving different. I'm leaving chained, and I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank God for grace. They are at the right place. Grace, mercy. And when the angel come down and trouble the waters, you know what they're seeing there? They're seeing the activity of God. They're seeing a stirring. Matthew Henry said this. He said, the power of miracle succeeds where the power of nature succumbs. Power of miracles, you're going to see it. You're going to see the activity of God more when you allow your nature. Amen. Our nature is, we want to be the boss. We want to be the head honcho. Come on. We want to be stubborn. We want to have it our way. Nobody else. That is our nature. But you know how we're going to see miracles? When we allow our nature to come under the authority of God. When we say, hey, I'm going to come to your will, Lord. I want your way, not my way. Some people need to stop worrying about it and get in prayer again. Preacher, that's simple. I know it is. But hey, it is amazing that a lot of times we get the simple things wrong. Man, as a minister, I get to thinking, even for revival, I get to thinking about different messages. I mean, when you pastor for 3 years, you know, you build up a lot of messages. Amen. And you're going through, you're saying, which one, which one, which one, which one? and you get so confused. But then I found out, amen, if I just go to prayer, God will speak to me what I need to hear and give to this church. Yeah, it's just that easy. You will see the activity of God. You will receive a great move of God when you get old flesh out of the way and say, Lord, I want your will this morning. Let's not get in a hurry. Let's say, Lord, I need you out here this morning. I want you to have your way. Some of you are here, but are you really here? Are you really here this morning? Come on. Are you really here this morning? Do you have your mind on everything else? We, man, men, husbands, we get blamed for this a lot. I can be right there next to my wife. I can hear what she says, but if I'm thinking on something else, man. And then she asked me later on, you remember me telling you that? I said, I don't think you ever did. I would get to the wives, but I guess I better not. But it just proves that you can be somewhere, but not really be somewhere. Where are you here? Are you here this morning? I said, are you here this morning? Oh, don't let me just know it. Let the Lord know it this morning. How many lift your hands right now and say, Lord, I'm here. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here, Lord, and I'm here to stay. I'm here as long as you want me to be here. I'm here because I need a move of God. I need revival. Hallelujah. What do you have need of this morning? God has got it for you. In the right place. But listen to me. Listen to me right here. They're in the right place like this man was. He come to the right place. If I can get to the pool. If I can get to right there at the pool, I can be different. 38 years sick. Don't know how long he kept coming to this pool, but I believe it was a long time. He was expecting and he was eager. He said, man, I even try when I am coming, another step it down before me. He's getting close every time, but he does not receive. Listen to me right here. I wonder how many of you have come to the right place expecting, and you're seeing others get it. You're seeing others be healed. You're seeing others be blessed. And even while you're coming in your spirit, you're saying, I'm expecting. You're leaving at the end of the day, not change. Listen to me. I feel the Lord right here. I believe there's some of you that have come here, and now you're questioning. Like this man could have questioned and say, why am I even here? Why am I even here? I've come to the right place at the right time, but I do not need change. Why am I even here? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You don't have to shout out and say, that's me. But just in your heart right here, you know what I'm talking about. You're saying, nobody knows how I feel. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Why am I even here? I leave the same way I came. Even though I was expecting. Nobody carried me. Nobody. Why am I even here? Why don't I just give up? Why am I even here? Can I tell you this morning, if that's you,
You're saying, why am I even here? Why keep coming to the right place? Why keep coming expecting? Well, can I tell you, just like that man that laid there for been sick for 38 years, he could have questioned in his mind. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, that the one day that he come back to the pool was the day that the Savior came by and he said, I've got a word for you to hear. I'm telling you, you're saying, why should I even be here? Why am I even here? I'm telling you, you need to be here because the Lord is coming by and he's got a word for you to hear. And I feel it right here this morning. Oh, glory to God. The Lord is coming by, and he's coming by to speak to you today, and the sheep know his voice, and he is our good shepherd. How many will say, Lord, I need you to speak to me again. Before I give up, I need a fresh word from the Lord. That's why you're here, because the Lord is getting ready to speak to you. When I was pastoring, and I know I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but listen to me real quick. When I was pastoring in a certain church at a certain place, pastored it 3 years, first church, I received a lot of heartache, a lot of things. I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat it. Yeah, I got a lot of experience. Let me just put it that way. But a lot of stress. Dealing with people I've never even dealt with before. Different circumstances. There was an older sister that sat in the back, and somebody told me about her little journal that she writes in. She records preachers, how long they preach and everything like that. I got to looking at it when I was at the church praying, got done praying. I went back there, I looked at that thing, and she had my starting time, and she had my finishing time. She even had some comments in there and said, he's dancing and leaping and all that. She was worried about documenting and she was trying to live right. But if you talked to her, she was on her way to go. She was on her way to heaven, son. With different things like that. People in the church, they wanted to run the church. They didn't want a pastor. They just wanted a preacher. Yeah. Different things. They treated church membership like country club membership. I pay my dues. Now, you give me this. I want this. I want it my way. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I pay my tithes to this church. I've been here. I grew up in this church all my life. I expect everything to be my way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. They're treating it like a country club membership. But can I tell you, that's not how church membership should be. Church membership should be like, hey, what can I do for the church? What can I do to help my pastor? What can I do to create an atmosphere for God to move in? Oh, I'm telling you what. I don't know anybody here. I don't know. I like it that way. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know anything. But you need to be thankful for the good pastor that you have here at this church. Because there are pastors that are leaving. There are pastors that are walking out of churches, resigning left and right, saying, I can't take it anymore. But I'm saying all that to say this. It tried me. It did. I dropped weight, got down to 180. I'm still skinny, but I'm gaining back. I'm trying to gain weight. Let me just put it that way. I dropped a lot of weight. Stressful. It seemed like every day was oppression. But you know what helped me? You know what helped me to get behind that pulpit every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and every Wednesday night, and to preach to a bunch of people? I mean, there were some good ones. Let me just say that. There were some good ones. But there were some that didn't care if I was even there. But can I tell you, you know what helped me to get behind that pulpit was every time I went to prayer. And I could have said, why am I even here? I might as well just give up. But every time I went into prayer, God would give me a fresh word for that church. Hallelujah. And when the Lord speaks to you, it just goes out. It it just hits you whole. It hits you right in your heart. And you're compelled to hold on another day. I'm telling somebody, you're saying, why am I even here? Let the Lord speak to you this morning. You need a healing. Let the Lord speak to you and say, rise, take up thy bed and walk. You need deliverance. Let him speak to you like he spoke to those demons that troubled that man named Legion. He told him to just go. You're oppressed. You're depressed. Let the Lord speak to you and say, just hold on. He's taking care of it. You need a feeling? You need a feeling, I'm telling you. Let the Lord speak to you and say, if any man will thirst, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water, living water. Word of mercy, he told that woman that was accused. He said, woman, are those thine accusers? Have no man condemned thee? And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He told that noble man that had a son that was sick, about at the point of death. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. I'm telling you, this morning, we're getting ready to close. What you need to hear this morning, you need the Lord to speak to you. Because he'll speak life. He'll speak mercy. He'll speak of deliverance. He'll speak of feeling. He'll speak of power. And he'll speak of love. I want somebody to just lift your hands and say, Lord, speak to us again. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Somebody come to the piano. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody. Hey, I want you to mean it. Lord, I need you to speak to us again. Before I give up and go home, before I quit, before I throw in the towel, I feel like I'm all by myself. Let the Lord speak to you. I feel the Lord right here. I want you to stand to your feet right now. I feel the Lord. We need to pray. There's individuals right here. I believe you're going to leave here different. I really believe it. In closing, let me tell you this. The young shepherd boy went on the battlefield. His family didn't want him to fight. The king didn't want him to fight. The giant he was facing didn't want him to fight. But he said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? You know what that word cause means in the Hebrew? It means a word. Is there not a word? There is. What kept David on the battlefield that day was, I have a fresh word from the Lord. I can't give up. Why am I even here when nobody wants me to fight and nobody's standing with me? I want you to listen to me right here. Nobody seems to be standing with me. Why am I even here? It's because the Lord is speaking to my heart. I can't quit. Can I ask you this real quick, and we're going to pray. Who are you living for? So many people are living for another individual. Amen. They're trying to serve God for somebody else. But I've come to tell you, what's going to keep you at the end of the day, what's going to keep you stronger than the critics, amen, is when you have a desire for God and to live for Him alone. You're here because God is going to speak to you and help you. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. Oh, I want you to think about yourself right here, right now. I want you to get your mind on the Lord. I want to ask you this morning, how many of you would admit this morning, and I have a spiritual infirmity, and I've questioned, why should I even be here? Why am I even here? Why stay here? Why keep coming to the right place even at the right time? Why? I've come to tell you that you need, before you give up, and I don't want you to ever give up, before you quit, will you just lend your ear to the Lord, your spiritual ear to the Lord, and let Him speak to you. Somebody obey the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I feel Him right here. Oh, I feel the Lord, church. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want you to obey the Lord this morning. I want you to let Him speak to you like that man that laid there. We're going to open up these altars, and I want you to come. I want you to come and stand or kneel. But this morning, I really want you to just lend your ear to the Lord. Meditate on Him. We have plenty of time this morning. I feel like God's going to help somebody. I really do. Whatever you need, He has it. These altars are open. Come on, let's come and pray. Come on, church, everybody that will. Come on. Lend your ear to the Lord. Why am I even here? You're here for a reason. Don't give up. Let Him speak to you this morning. Let Him speak to you this morning.